Indians pitcher T.J. House joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. T.J., as I said, we've done this a few times before, but there's always something different about spring training. What's a little unique? What's a little bit different about 2016 here in Goodyear?
The socks, you know. I think that's my favorite thing about the whole getup is the new socks we have. I mean, I know everybody's like, oh, they're socks, but they're pretty cool. I mean, we're going back in time a little bit.
A little bit of the retro look.
Yeah, I mean, I like it when we change it up, and, you know, we obviously got the new hats and the new jerseys, the new unis, so I think they look good.
You like the new hats?
You know, they're interesting, but, you know, I think with a little flair, everybody plays a little bit better, right?
Kind of has a little bit of that old-time look to it, though.
It does. I think we're stepping back in time, you know. I just got to give me a pair of those stirrup ones and have the stripes on, and I'll be doing good.
Now, when we were kids, at least when I was kids, we all wore the stirrups. So whatever happened to the stirrups? So why did they kind of go out of style?
I think because guys started wearing their pants down. You know, that was like the new look, having the open bottom over your cleats and, you know, it was kind of like the bagginess was in. But I think they're slowly moving their way back towards the stirrups. Guys are starting to wear their pants up a little bit more, and it's nice. I like it.
All right, let's get away from the fashion accessories and talk a little baseball as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. What stays the same in camp every year? What are things that you just come in every year and you continue to work on?
You know, I think it's just becoming a better player, you know, on and off the field. I think a lot of it's just watching guys who are older than you kind of do their thing, especially the new ones that you probably haven't been around. You know, you learn a lot from the other side, I would say, hitters. You know, for me, it's like, you know, their job is to hit us. And so anything I can learn from them, any questions that I can ask, and you know, live BP is like, hey, what did you pick up? Did you see anything that was, you know, you caught early that you could distinguish what was happening? Things like that is what, you know, my main goal is to work on.
Now, you've been in this organization a couple of years. Some newer faces have arrived, Rajay Davis, Juan Uribe, Mike Napoli. From a pitcher's perspective, tell our listeners about those guys as hitters. What makes them difficult and what makes them terrific additions to this Indians ball club?
You know, when you look at Rajay, when I faced him with Detroit, you know, he's a very aggressive guy. He puts the ball on the ground and he flies. You know, of course, you get him on the base path, he's stealing bags. I mean, he just causes trouble. It's mischief. And, you know, as a starting pitcher, me out there, that leadoff guy that gets off and, you know, he's over there moving around on first base and all of a sudden he steals that bag and he puts himself in a scoring position. That's a kind of an annoyance to you. You know, so from my perspective, it's great that he's on my team now. You know, and then you bring in a guy like Napoli, who's an older presence, been around a little bit too, and you know, he's got that big bat, you know, and he's going to run into his, and I think that's great. You know, we need more runs scored, and you know, it just takes a little bit of pressure off of us, and we love that. And obviously, Juan Uribe, I mean, you know, from what I've heard and seen, you know, he's a very big presence in, with the Latin players here, and I think he's going to be a very big presence just with the team in general. But, you know, you got to respect the guy that's able to stay around as long as he is and be successful. So obviously he's doing something right, and to be able to watch that and be a part of, you know, a team with him, it's great.
And again, we're talking with T.J. House as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona. Let's talk about this staff. Billed as one of the best in baseball, as many staffs as you've been around. How talented is this one?
You know, I feel like it just gets better and better as we move forward, you know, but it's not a bad thing. I think, you know, challenge is always great. I think you should accept it, embrace it, because it's only going to make you better. You know, obviously I want something that's going to be earned. You know, I always tell my mom all the time, I'd rather earn it than someone else be worse and they lose it. So, you know, the greatest thing for me I can do is just take that challenge, try to be better, try to outperform them, and do whatever I can to get that one step on them. But, you know, these guys are my friends. You know, I've been around them for a long time. I think a lot of people don't realize that was, you know, we've come up together as a unit. And, you know, you want to see people have success. You want to have success also, and you want this team to have success. So it gets a little bit of, you know, crazy at times, but, you know, you just got to be positive and work for the best.
And certainly competition, it should bring out the best in everybody. Cream rises to the top, as the old saying goes.
Of course. I mean, if you look at it, for me, I feel like every year, you know, the starting staff starts out pretty good. But when you move closer and closer towards September, it's just like they catch fire and they just move like as this unstoppable train. And that's why, is because the competition's there so much that guys want to continuously outperform each other.
That's great. TJ, speaking of catching fire, boy, this team caught fire in the second half of the year, but unfortunately came up just a little bit short. But do you sense that has now kind of fueled this team into the offseason to get over that hump?
You know, that's the same thing that kind of happened in in 2014, and you know, everyone knows that you need a better start in April. Everyone gets that. You know, sometimes it just season doesn't fall that way, but I think this year these guys want to make a statement. Like, hey, guys, look, we're here. We're the real deal, and we're not going to back down. And we're gonna come out the gates hot, and we're just gonna keep this train running all year.
All right, before we let you go. Rumors floating around this facility about your dogs wreaking havoc at Progressive Field this winter. Now, what's going on at the ballpark with the dogs of TJ House?
Well, we know I trained them well, then, if they're wreaking havoc. They're just like me. But no, got some pups, and, you know, it makes things a little bit better. And, you know, they're doing good. They're, unfortunately, I can't bring them out here because I'm at the hotel, and I don't trust them not to chew up all the furniture. So they're home with Grandma and stuff and hanging out, and you know, I'll get to see them very soon, but they do wreak havoc. I will say that.
How do the dogs of TJ House, and that sounds like a country song or something, the dogs of TJ House, how do they end up at Progressive Field this winter?
You know, so I rehab there all season, and I continue my workouts, and, you know, I took them in a couple of times, and, you know, I tell you this, the place went a little bonkers at some points, but they loved it. It's good to socialize them, and I let them go run around the snow in the field and have a little blast, so they loved it. They enjoyed the mess out of it.
So who let the dogs out? TJ House.
I did.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Best of luck this year.
No problem, man. Thank you very much.